You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
We'll move on now, and I want to talk and to learn about a novel by my next guest. It's entitled When All Is Said, Five Toasts, Five People, One Lifetime. The moniker under this work, which is the debut novel from Anne Griffin. It centres on 84-year-old Maurice Hannigan, who's looking back in his life and raising five toasts to the five people that impacted on him the most. It's already getting praise from a range of quarters, and Anne joins us on the line now. Anne Griffin, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. I'm delighted to be with you.
And thank you very much for joining us and for taking our call as well. Before we get on to the book, actually, I'll talk a little bit about yourself. And I can say this because you've written about it. But you're 50? Still 50?
I am.
And is life beginning at 50 for Anne Griffin?
It absolutely is. It's incredibly exciting. I never dreamt that at turning 50 that I would be publishing my debut novel. It's so exciting. I love that my life has taken loads of twists and turns and has led me here, and life certainly is beginning at 50. I have to say I've had a pretty good life up to this too, but this is the most exciting point of my life.
Have you been a writer all along, or is this
no.
a new foray?
No, I came to writing quite late. I was 44 when I started to write. I was in bookselling in my 20s, so I was always around writers, but I never dreamt that I'd actually do it myself. It was always for somebody else and somebody else's wonderful dream. But no, I actually, after I was in bookselling, I moved on to be a community development worker, and I worked in the charity sector, both doing community development work and financial management for the last 20-odd years. And it was... about 6 years ago that a friend of mine suggested that why not write. I was getting itchy feet. I'm a woman that gets itchy feet a lot, Gavin. And the itchy feet were there again, and my friend said, why don't you just write? And I had an opportunity to move to Inal Clara, Cape Clear Island, just off Cork, the south Cork there.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this is the perfect opportunity. Looking out in the Atlantic, why don't I try this? And from the first word I wrote, the bug was there. I knew that I had found something I truly, truly loved. And my first short story was shortlisted for the Hennessy Literary Award. And so that was fantastic, and I went on from there then to do a Master's in Creative Writing in UCD, and was taught under such wonderful writers as Anne Enright and Éilis Ní Chaoimhne, and came out with a novel. That is When All Is Said, from Maurice Hannigan, and his story at the bar of the Rainsford House Hotel.
And if you were to go back, and I know this isn't possible, if you were to go back in time, though... before you were 44, before you started writing and told your past self that this was her future, would you have believed it?
Possibly not, because really, I mean, I'm an avid reader, and always have been, and have loved reading, but it would have been as amazing to me as if somebody said, you know, you're going to be an astronaut. You know, it's something that I thought other people did and was amazed by their commitment to the craft, but it was just this special, special profession that I thought other people did, not me. Mm. And then when my friend suggested it, I just thought, well, sure, I'll give it a go for a bit of a hobby. Never even thinking back then that it would become something that I would do. But as I say, it felt like a sliding door had closed over the... like a gap in my life when I started to write, and it slowly it began to dawn on me, no, this is what you're supposed to be doing. But I'm delighted for all of those years that I wasn't writing as well, because everything has informed my writing. Life experiences are so important to bring to any aspect of your life, but particularly the creative world.
Have you been fortunate to have the attention that you talked about being shortlisted for the Hennessy Prize, even getting this book bought to have it published? There's so many writers that struggle and never even get to this stage.
I am exceptionally lucky and blessed with the people who have come into my life. I mean, I struggled myself in getting an agent, don't get me wrong. It wasn't something easy. You know, I had 37 rejections before I found my fantastic agent in London. So I was about a year looking. But there, you know, this is a hard industry. There's a lot of graft, there's a lot of dealing with rejections, but still saying, okay, I'm closing the door on that rejection, let's get on with the next one. And you do grow a hard skin, a tough skin, I should say. And it's important, you know. But, you know, a writer, anybody who is a true writer, and I know talking to my writer friends, when I've been in the depths of the rejections and I've been thinking, oh, I should really give this up, this isn't working, I've said, well, what else are you going to do, really? What else is there? And you realise, actually, they're right. what I want to do is to write. So you just get on with it. Even when I was going through my year of rejections on this book, I was getting down, starting on the next book, because you just keep going.
Sure. Tell me about When All Is Said Then. What's the story about? Why should people pick it up?
Well, because they're just going to love Maurice Hannigan. Maurice Hannigan is a real character. He's 84. He's a very, very successful farmer. Single-minded, a bit of a crotchety old man in a way, has known how he has wanted to live his life and lived by his rules. But on this particular night, he is there to just think about that life and think about, well, maybe I didn't always make the right decisions. It's a book full of regrets about how he maybe didn't do all the things he should have done for his beautiful wife, Sadie, who died 2 years ago, and his fantastic son, who's in the States, who is a journalist, and has put up with this cantankerous man all of his life. So, there's a few laughs, but it's also a sad tale of a man who, and I suppose we know these men well, the quiet men who aren't the best at the communication. So I think, you know, what I love is that people have taken Maurice to their hearts. They see the humanity in him. They see the flaws. They see that he is just like each one of us. We have our good days, we have our bad days, we have our good points and we have our bad points. And Maurice is just human. And people seem to just love him. I'm so proud of that because I loved writing him.
Because that's the big test, I would imagine, for any book and any author. You work away and you put hours and hours and hours, and you devote your life effectively to it. But you then have to release it and let it go, and it's up to you. Can't control the reaction.
So
for it to be a positive one is very welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am just thrilled with the reaction. I couldn't be prouder. I couldn't be prouder of my publisher and the publicists who've worked on this and getting Maurice out there. They have all read it. They have all loved it. And they have just said, no, this is it. This is going to be the book that people love. And so far, I am so thrilled. I am so thrilled. People are taking Maurice to their hearts, and that's exactly what I wanted. At one point when I thought I was never going to get a publishing deal, I got very, very sad and thinking, people are never going to know Maurice. And Maurice should be known because, you know, there's a bit of us all in Maurice.
Very good. Well, look, it's out there now. It's going very well. It's available quite widespread across the country, as I understand it. So people won't have an issue in picking it up. When All Is Said is the name of the book, and it's been published by Scepter Books, and it is by our guest, Anne Griffin. And I suppose the job is on creating a follow-up now, Anne?
That is, well, yes. I'm in the middle of doing that now. Well, I'm about to start it, really, with my editor. but yeah, exciting road ahead. And can I just give a big shout out to Ennis Book Club Literary Festival, who I'm going to be down with on the 2nd of March. But I just want to say this group of people and the festival that they bring to Clare is just so impressive. They are so dedicated, and I couldn't be happier coming down to Clare.
Enjoy it. I look forward to being part of it myself as well in a few weeks' time.
Great.
So we may see each other, but delighted to see that outside recognition for an event and a lot of people putting a lot of work into it. And absolutely indeed. When All Is Said, the name of the books by Anne Griffin, and the best of luck with it.
Thank you so much, Gavin.
All the very best. Thanks
all
for you.
The
bye-bye.
Best. Bye-bye.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.